This is a literal case of more than she bargained for.
Oh.
Because it doesn't sound like when she allegedly stole this item, she was aware of what was inside.
Okay.
And you can't punish someone for something they don't know they've done.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I mean, that's a valid point.
I'm not making a point. I'm asking.
Okay.
My voice up here. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A woman has been arrested just east of us for something it seems she didn't realize she was allegedly doing.
But she was doing something bad, though.
Yeah, I guess that was the wrong way to put it. All right. Authorities say the 41-year-old woman was arrested after she allegedly stole a coat from the lobby of the Steuben County Sheriff's Office during inmate visitation.
Oh. Wait, she's... Okay, wow, that's ballsy.
Very ballsy, sidebar.
How bad do you need a coat?
I mean, she committed a crime allegedly inside the sheriff's department where she may have been visiting someone else who was behind
her. I want to know if she coat swapped. Like, did she show up in a coat, decided I like this coat better, and leave her coat behind?
Good question.
Or did she just realize I'm cold and I want a coat?
But they're saying they're accusing her of actually stealing the coat, not like grabbing the wrong coat.
No, like stealing said coat while inside the sheriff's office during visiting hours. This might be, if the allegations are true, the biggest argument against the scared straight program I've ever heard.
Okay. Right?
But we're not at the end of the story.
So, but you said there's more to it.
Yes. Police say inside the coat she allegedly took.
What was in the pocket?
$1,000 cash.
Oh.
That's a nice coat.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't.
What are the odds?
They had brought $1,000 cash with them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what you would.
Commissary? I don't know how commissary works.
What are you buying?
Inside of a prison. For those who don't know, that's the money you put on somebody's account so they can buy things inside prison.
Okay. They need $1,000?
I don't know.
Hershey Bargeed in here.
Maybe it's for the year it is, just after the first. I don't know. Right. I'm trying to come up with a reason they'd have $1,000 too. Maybe that person only works in cash. I don't know.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't say in the story the woman was aware the $1,000 was in the coat.
Okay.
And logically, really, how could she know?
Right.
But it may not matter. She was arrested late last week on felony robbery, so she's got a court date coming up. And I'll ask this question.
Mm.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Yeah.
Tommy, if she was unaware the $1,000 was in the coat she allegedly stole, should she be charged with taking the $1,000 on top of the coat?
I don't see how you can.
Oh.
Because you didn't know it was there.
Oh.
Yeah, but you still stole a coat, allegedly.
I get that.
I mean,
you still
took something, not knowing what it came with or even how much the coat was worth, right?
So that means if I steal a car and there's a bag of cash in that car, they were going to the bank, they were going to, let's say they're just going to make a deposit, whatever, right? It's a business.
Sure, sure, sure.
And let's say there was a $2,000 in there, and I didn't even know it when I grabbed the car. Do I also get prosecuted for stealing $2,000 of cash that was in the car, not knowing that wasn't my point?
I don't know. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, but that may be a false equivalency because
I would never spend the cash. Let's say I never even tried to spend it.
Sure, I get it, but the difference of $2,000 in a whole car is not that much. You're already being charged with Grand Theft Auto, right? Like anything over $1,000. I think the better equivalent would be.
What is it better?
With more severe charges, if you stole a car with a baby in the back and you didn't realize until the car was on the road.
Right.
If you continue to hold on to that car, are you charged with kidnapping?
Because
you didn't attempt to kidnap that baby, but you would freak out if someone stole a car with a baby and they were not charged if they continued to steal the car.
So let's say I steal the car.
Yeah.
And let's say within a mile and a half to 2 miles, I realize there's a baby in the seat.
Sure, sure, sure.
I put the baby on the side of the road and I keep going.
You dropped the baby?
Hold on.
Your baby dropping?
Hold on. It's a nice day. It's like mid-June. I make sure it's up in the grass someplace nice. Give him a rattle, and I screw. Am I charged with kidnapping?
I don't know. But
because it wasn't my intent to kidnap.
But I'm sure you're going to be charged with some kind of offense.
Endangering a child.
Why would you say it like that? That's the definition of endangering a child.
But I wasn't, let's say I didn't know.
Okay, but you the kid is not part of this. Just
I don't
like
think
the,
anybody feels sorry for you.
I understand. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just like, how I'm going to get charged. So I would get in charge of endangerment, but maybe not kidnapping.
I don't know what the answer is. 252-WCMF. Is there anybody that's smart that listens to this show? Because we're not.
I guess if you do the right thing.
I put the kid on the side of the road.
Well, not that.
Up in there.
Leave the car behind with the child unharmed. Maybe they don't hit you with as much to encourage.
Kid's fine.
People to not take off with the baby.
So there have been a couple of stories, and there's video of one. You can Google it if you want.
What happened?
A man steals a car, did not know the baby was in the car. He takes off. He then comes back, hands the child to the woman he stole the car from.
It's still going to take the car, though.
Berates her for leaving the car running while the baby was in the car, and then he stole her car. He drove off.
I think that's a good guy.
He stole their car.
I understand, but he's also pointing out you're not a very good mother.
Says car thief.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's criticisms you should take from people. Car thief, not one of them. 252-WCMF, we're talking about this woman just east of us. According to police, she was visiting the Steuben County Sheriff's Office during an inmate visitation when they say she stole a coat. Inside the coat was $1,000 cash, but it seems, based on the way the story is written, she didn't know there was $1,000 in there. Should she be charged with the coat theft and the $1,000 cash? And here's why this is a big deal.
What's up?
Stealing a coat, small crime.
Yeah, come on.
$1,000 cash? That's grand larceny in New York State. There is a massive difference if they decide to go after the $1,000 cash, between the punishment she could be facing.
Yeah.
Coat versus cash.
Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Devin. Hello, Devin.
Hey, what's up, Duffy? How y'all doing today?
Good, Devin. What do you got?
Yeah, so honestly, I mean, I feel like she should definitely be charged with $1,000. I mean, because, you know, on Tommy's point with the kidnapping, you know, as soon as you bring someone from one location to another against their free will, no matter if it's 2 feet, 20 feet, or 2 miles away, that is considered kidnapping.
Did you find that out the hard way?
Thank God, no.
Okay.
I'm just a bit of a true crime junkie.
No, but I didn't mean to grab the kid or the kidnappings.
Yeah, but you did mean to steal the car.
I get that, but like, why am I getting charged with, especially if I dump the kid off?
Well, because everything that you take
comes... what he just said, I guess. Everything, you know, you did move the child without their parents' permission.
And you moved the cash. You took the cash.
Exactly. You moved the cash. You took the cash. You know, a lot of people are charged with gun charges when, you know, apparently the gun wasn't theirs.
Okay, you've jumped the shark on true crime there, Devin. I'm sorry, buddy. Devin, thanks for the call, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Y'all are awesome.
All right, thanks, buddy.
I mean, I like to think if I could get a good lawyer, I could wiggle out of some of it.
Oh, yeah, no. Guys who steal cars with babies in them could probably afford really good lawyers. Women who steal coats with $1,000 from the Steuben County Sheriff's Department, allegedly.
But here's
low-end but smart lawyer.
Here's the...
Those are called high-end lawyers.
Oh.
Tricky part is if you... Don't charge them for the cash. And let's say you steal something, but you didn't know how much it was actually worth. Can't you kind of make that same argument?
What do you mean by that?
Well, because let's say you stole the jacket and it also had $1,000. I didn't know how much I was actually stealing. Whereas if you take, let's say you took the coat and not realizing it was worth $1,000.
Oh, gotcha.
A super high-end coat. Like, it's the same concept,
okay.
Right? Because I didn't know I was stealing that much money.
Sure. It's a designer you've never heard of before. It's worth
$1,500. Sure, I just didn't know.
Okay.
I mean, I would think you'd get in trouble either way.
Well, what's that? What's that old saying? Ignorance is no excuse for
the law.
Yes. I mean, isn't this the definition of that?
I guess.
I mean, although
kind of sucks.
Is ignorance no excuse for the law? Is that I didn't know that I was breaking the law, or is I didn't know when I was breaking the law this other thing was in this thing while I was breaking the law?
Mm.
Okay, so there's a catch-22 here with this story.
What's the 22?
Kimmy, if she takes the coat,
mm.
finds the money, and doesn't bring it back, you can argue she took the cash, whether or not she knew it was there. And I would listen to that argument, right? She took the cash, it's in her possession, mm. she should be charged with the grand. If she takes the coat, finds the money, brings everything back.
All of it.
She's going to get arrested for the initial charges of stealing the coat, right? Mm. So she did, if the allegations are true, intend to steal the coat. If you find the cash, Tommy,
yeah.
do you keep it and hope you never get caught, knowing the charges could be much bigger? Or if you get to the car, find the $1,000 in the coat, do you bring everything back, knowing you will get punished, but the charges will be much smaller compared to what they could be?
I think I'm trying to step on the gas and get out of there and get that cash.
You're an idiot.
Spend that cash.
I think like if you
cash older, bro.
But if you bring it back right away, maybe there's some wiggle room in that I didn't mean to, or you could kind of maybe try to talk your way out of it or explain how you ended up with the coat.
But even if you don't do that, I'm going to face my punishment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, that's what I'm telling you.
Stand up.
I'm going to take my punishment for stealing the coat. Here's your $1,000 back so it doesn't get worse. Keep in mind, in this story, according to police, she was inside a sheriff's department during visiting hours.
Yeah, that's a jail, right?
Yes. So there is obviously video of her everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she would be. And if she has someone that cares about her or she cares about in that, she would probably have to go back there.
Yes.
To see them.
Right.
You're still hitting the gas.
Well, yeah, man. I'm already out the door with it. Once you get out the door, go have some fun.
No. Now she's in serious trouble.
Oh, she was going to be in serious trouble either way.
No, probably. I don't think she would have. It's just a coat. What's, I mean, what's a petty larceny on a coat?
I don't know.
Again, unless it's the world's most expensive coat, and then why are you wearing it to jail?
Probably not.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a little gift in the pocket. Take the gift.
It's not a gift. You stole it.
Take the money.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Who's to say that there is really $1,000 in there? What if the person with the coat is just saying that?
Oh, circular firing squad now.
Or they had the amount wrong, thinking, like, I think I had about $1,000.
Okay, so what? All right, so you're saying, Chris, if you can't, if the money's gone, now I don't know if they recovered the money, all, okay, whatever. If the money's gone, just because someone claims they had $1,000 doesn't mean you can charge her with $1,000.
Yeah, you don't have the cold cash, you must have quit.
What? That doesn't even rhyme.
I wasn't trying to rhyme, I was just trying to say you must
you
have quit.
You always try to rhyme.
If the jacket don't fit, you must have quit.
It's not even.
It's a little snug in the shoulder.
Anybody can just make that up and use that as like,
ooh, I like
insurance, like insurance.
I'm hiring this guy. The coat insurance that we all pay for, Chris.
The good coat people. I'm hiring this guy as my lawyer.
All right, Chris, let me ask you. I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Tommy and Kimmy. You with me, Chris?
I'm here.
Okay. You steal that coat. You see the $1,000 in there. Do you screw knowing if you're caught you are charged much more severely, or do you go back inside, take the lighter punishment for stealing the coat, and give them back the $1,000? What do you do, Chris?
Taking that $1,000.
You're so dumb. Why is everyone so dumb?
Take the cash.
Why does everybody think they're not going to get caught?
What is cash?
Prove it.
King.
Like Tommy always says, take that money. You always got it.
Like Tommy always says, dang, I forgot.
It's like money under the T. You just got to take it.
Oh, yeah, this is old. This is ultra under the T.
Do you hear the
influence?
This
is double T.
Do you hear the influence you're having on this young boy right now who's making a terrible
decision?
He's
learning about under the table.
Chris, how old are you, buddy?
47.
47.
This young man.
Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
one. Go Bills. Have fun this weekend.
Go Bills. Thanks, buddy. We're all going to jail because we're stupid. Take the money. They'll never catch me. Wow. Oh, no. You stole it from a jail, allegedly.
I was going to say it, and at that point, you got to bring the money back, because think of how many cameras you're on in a scene like that.
100%!
Like they're going to catch you eventually.
I don't think bringing the money back saves your ass.
Just rip the Band-Aid off?
You're already in trouble.
No, but dude, you didn't steal the money. I didn't know the money was in here. I don't want to get in trouble
for
$1,000.
They're going to nail your ass to the wall.
Oh, my God.
If you go back, you're going to pay for it.
I'm guessing the person is just happy to have their $1,000.
No good deed goes unpunished,
you
bro.
Stole in the first place! You're not doing a good deed by bringing back the $1,000 you unknowingly stole.
Kindness will always be punished.
Again, this is not kindness. This is solely
kindness,
saving
kindness
your...
No, bring it back. It's
no,
a kind thing.
No, this says nothing. You already... You're not kind, because the kind thing to do would have been to not steal it in the first place.
I'm a good person.
No, Kimmy, it's so funny how his morals are so effed up. He's trying to compare this to finding a wallet in a park, right?
Yeah. That's, I kind of did.
No, you didn't. You found $1,000 in a coat you stole. Big difference. You stole.
You're a thief.
Thief.
Well, okay, but you put it like that, it sounds bad.
By the way, the second you have never had $1,000 cash in your life, that would raise red flags to everyone that ever met you. Let's take a break. I got 4 pair of Japanese socks.
And they call me Diamond Tommy.
It's back, baby!
What's back,
baby? Here's the thing. You have a theory that when a business closes, it closes for a reason.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted it, and I'm always willing to argue with you about that. But in this case, I'm kind of with you.
They want.
I mean, look, you have so many good local options. What would possess a person in our area to want this over any of them?
To eat a chain food?
In this chain food. You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, back in July.
Yeah.
We in Rochester lost the last remaining Jimmy John's sublocation in the area. Final location, closed out of nowhere, no warning, poof, it was gone.
Mm.
Prior to that, it had been open for 13 years.
13 years.
That's right. But, I mean, sunrise, sunset, the Jimmy John's was gone and we went about our lives. That is until 3 guys, originally from Rochester, who owned some other franchises out west, decided Rochester needs a Jimmy John's.
Oh.
So, after the long nightmare of not having a Jimmy John's for 6 months, we are so back.
So they resurrected Jimmy John's.
In the exact same location that they were in Henrietta. And it gets better. for fence.
Same exact location.
Same exact location. They're opening back up again.
So nobody must have taken over that space in between.
Apparently not. Right. Unless they're going to like do a hostile takeover of a Dunkin' Donuts. But it gets better, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Fans of Jimmy John's in Rochester will get three more Jimmy John's locations over the next 3 years, according to these three men.
Okay.
So Jimmy John's for everybody.
So they're seeing a need for out-of-town sandwich.
I got a need.
Interesting.
A need for me to...
Yeah.
Oh, like that was he the worst thing I've ever compared to. No, you made the noise. Nah. Smug. Nah. This is weird, right?
Well, yeah, because you also got, first of all, you got Subway.
Yep.
For a chain.
Yeah.
You got Jersey Mike's, which advertises nonstop during football.
And when they showed up, we were like, do we need more, you know, sub shops just based on how popular our local businesses are?
You got that Firehouse sub.
Yep, they're all over the place. Yep.
Are they here too?
Yeah,
now?
They're here. Yeah, they're here.
And now you got Jimmy John's back.
You're missing like five other chains. Like there are literally over a dozen sub chains that are
popping up. Yes. So there must be a need for them.
And here's the thing. This is not a knock on Jimmy John's. They are fine sandwiches.
No.
But other than the chains you just brought up, we've talked in the past how weird it is that so many of these places move to the greater Rochester area when we do subs here well. And the subs that we have are super unique to this area subs. And forget, Tommy, the standalone sub shops and delis that exist, and they blanket the area.
Yeah.
Every local grocery store has a kick-ass sub counter that would rival a sub joint in any other city.
Yeah, Wegmans has two different sandwich shops in the same store now.
Yeah. Well, yours does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get your standard subs, and then you can get your fancier subs.
More like a sandwich. Really,
sub po' boy.
Kimmy, I assume that Jimmy John's,
much
like Quiznos and other places before it, just could not compete with what Rochester offered.
Right.
Right.
Are we wrong?
Apparently... there's a need for chain subs.
Here's what we need to do.
What's that?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We need to break down the average Rochester Jimmy John's and chain sub fan.
You mean quality of sub?
No, we need the person who enjoys
it. Goes.
Why does that person in Rochester go to a Jimmy John's or a Firehouse Subs or Jersey Mike's over DiBella's, Pellegrino's, Leo's, Rubino's, all the rest of them?
It's got to be the power.
I always saw Jimmy John's as more of a college town business. Like, they're in every small college town. It's like them and a few other places, and they're always like side by side.
What the hell was that?
Side by side.
That's West Virginia talk. And for next show.
Further afield, if you will.
Yes.
And they were quick, easy. They delivered. It was cheaper. That's why I always thought, like, because they even put that Jimmy John's in that college town area of Rochester. So I was like, maybe it was kind of, maybe like college kids were floating it.
Okay.
But then they shut down. So I'm like, well, maybe, you know, maybe there are just too many other options for people here that they didn't need it, Jimmy John's.
All right. I think we can simplify it.
What's that?
Folks that prefer chain subs over Rochester.
Like, that's their go-to.
Yeah. Is it the quality and taste that you go for, or is it the convenience? Because all of the local places can have lines out the door depending on the time of day. And dinner time at Wegmans and Tops, forget about it. That's a 20-minute wait for your Sammy right there. If you can get a quicker meal at a place that may not be as good as the other outlets we named, is it worth it?
No, because you're not getting the one you want.
Okay.
And I always figure, like, if you had a choice between old school mom and pop Italian deli for your sandwich.
Yeah.
Or this modern convenience. If you go for that modern convenience when the other one's right there, I just think you're a lame eater. You don't like taste.
You're spitting right in your grandmother's face.
You don't like the sharper cheeses. You don't like the peppers and olives that are going to be on there and how they prepare it.
I'm with you 100%.
It's too old school for
you. You're not a refined deli enthusiast.
You're a lame eater.
But even past that.
I mean, there are lame eaters that just like, they don't want anything with flavor.
You have a bag of fennel and celery and cherry tomatoes.
I used to eat me a lot of flavor.
Yeah?
Every day.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Special place I used to go to all the time.
Where is that?
It was DiBella's. I love the place.
It is really good stuff.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's also slightly smaller sandwich, so maybe that appeals to some people.
Nobody wants a smaller sandwich.
I'm eating subs. Who wants a small sub?
It's the only food you sell by the foot.
Yes.
Other than fruit by the foot.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
See, that's a lame eater, though.
Kimmy's not a lame eater. I've eaten with Kimmy. No, I watched her mow down half a buffet one time. I'm not making that up.
But again, that was something that, like, you're making fun of it, but you would want that.
Not as a fat guy.
Well, I mean, I was a fat guy, but you now.
Ooh, a bitch guy.
Yeah, but now
I'm
lame.
And I think, like, all the...
I'm a sad little man.
They don't glob on the mayo, which I know you're concerned about. Sometimes they give it to you on the side. So, like, maybe it's more of a health-conscious person going for certain...
Which also pisses me off.
That's you!
Do you piss yourself off when
yes,
you look
I
in
hate
the mirror?
Me.
Piss me off.
I don't like me.
252 WCMF. The last remaining Jimmy John's that closed in July is reopening. It had been there for 13 years. They closed, had been gone for 6 months. Three guys from Rochester who now live out west and own other food franchises decided we need Jimmy John's back. So not only are we getting it in the same location in Henrietta, they say over the next 3 years they'll be opening three more Jimmy John's, which doesn't really make sense. Not a knock on Jimmy John's. It's just we do subs so well. And we see the cheaper, faster theory in the greater Rochester area with other foods that we do well. Because, Tommy, we have amazing pizza here, right? Mom and pop homemade pizzas. Yet, there are plenty of Little Caesars around the greater Rochester area that are successful. And their hook are low-price, hot-and-ready pizzas.
Grab and go.
Exactly. And Little Caesars is well aware, it's part of their business plan, that their quality is not as good as other places. But they are aware that the convenience and the price cannot be beat, and people seem to enjoy it.
If you're on a pizza budget.
Yeah, and you also see the same kind of success happening at gas stations now that serve hot and ready-to-go pizza. Same thing. Food's not as good, but the food is cheap, and you can get it right now. But it still feels weird, the food community that we have, and we have always been, to settle for something knowing other greater options are out there.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, that we fought for this. We held on to our ethnic traditions.
Yes.
And we fused them. And you got that.
Yeah.
And you're going to turn...
It's a gift.
You're going to turn your back on
culture? It's the gift of sub.
What?
It's just got to be for the cost-conscious person. If you're getting it, you know, every day or every other day, you know, maybe you just, you're less worried about the quality.
If you're eating a sub every day, don't be cost conscious. You ain't living that long.
No, so you can't.
Party your fat ass off.
You can get healthy subs.
Clog that heart. There is no healthy sub.
Oh, really? Why don't you talk to the guy who we can't.
Suck sub?
Wait, your mom opened up a sub shop? Please stop that. I just want a sandwich.
What the hell's a healthy sub?
Bro, there was that guy who will not be named after he did horrible stuff, who did lose 500 pounds eating Subway.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that was a thing. That was a thing they did. Till he did the other thing. Not good. Bro, you know how expensive pets are.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even talking taking care of them. I'm talking just the upfront fee. I mean, you could be...
Standard dog is like thousands of dollars now.
It's insane. Well, what if I told you you could have one of the most elite animals as a pet?
Ooh, an elite animal.
For $300. $300. And like when people...
The bargain.
Because people, if they find out you own one of these, you are automatically thought of as super high end.
Oh.
So you're cool.
Yeah. I don't really know.
What kind of cool dog is it?
Is it exotic?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, you guys want a horse?
A horse?
Oh. You want a horse, of course.
Horse.
Yeah. Lollipop Farm has two horses they are looking to adopt out. Well, they may have more, but these are the ones that are being featured on 13 Wham's Pet of the Week.
For $300?
$300. You can adopt Venus. She came back from foster with two other companion horses, Cello and Jill. Quick sidebar. You named a horse Cello?
Like the instrument?
Yeah. No, because it's C-H-E-L-O. Am I pronouncing that wrong?
Yeah, it's a cello.
Okay, but cello is, the instrument is C-E-L-L-O. That's not what a cello sounds like.
All right.
You just do any noise with the string thing. Like, okay, great. For $300, you can adopt Venus or her companion. You can adopt both of them if you like.
Okay.
And they are now your pets.
Okay, bring them home.
Can I ask a question?
What's that?
Do I have to have things?
I would think that would be something they would look into first, right? Because you have to have the right facility.
You need a stable.
A stable place. Make sure they're not going to get
feed
out
and
run around.
You got feed and tack?
I don't know what that is.
Well, you don't know what feed is?
I got feed. What's tack?
Tack is what goes on the animal. It's everything. You got to have your saddle, your bridle, all that stuff.
No, I'm not going to ride her. I'm just going to let her roam around my backyard.
So you don't need any tack?
No.
So you're just going to lead her around? But you still got to have her penned in.
Yeah. No, I got an electric fence for my dogs. I'll just get her a collar.
Big-ass collar?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Because, like, I know there are...
What size collar do you put on An electric collar on a horse that size.
Extra, extra, extra large.
You would look like a bouncer at a leather bar.
The horse would look like a bouncer yes. at a leather bar. No, because, like, I'm serious. I know that, like, there are conditions that have to be met. Like,
well, yeah, I don't think you can have a horse at your house.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing.
I live in West Henrietta. I've seen horses in West Henrietta.
I don't even know how much.
But you could have a horse at your house.
Says who?
Says Henrietta.
The law?
Says Henrietta.
What are you going to do?
Man, first of all, horses dump nonstop. The stank of a horse would be all over the neighborhood. Horse dang.
I'm not saying I want the horse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What I am wondering is, if today I decided later I would like a horse.
You score this horse.
Yes, and I go to Lollipop Farm and I plop down $300 yeah. bucks and I go, I would like to adopt Venus, please. Do they just give me the horse? Do they go, do you have a stable? And I can go, yes. Do they have to come investigate my property to make sure that it's a suitable
Because they don't want the horse back.
They already got her back.
I'm saying, like, if you don't have the facilities, you're going to bring that horse right back. First of all, how are you getting a horse home?
I was going to say, you got to figure out a way to transport the horse.
Well, it's one horsepower, so I could probably take the roads.
How?
What do you mean?
You're going to ride it?
Yeah.
You're going to ride the horse home.
Bareback?
Yeah.
With no reins?
Yeah, watch me.
We're going to hold on to its neck?
We ran calling wildfire. Yeah, I get that thing home. I'll just jump on the back of it. I'll take the back roads from Victor. Come on. Let's go, Venus. To the moon.
I'm guessing you got to show you have a stable, the food, everything it takes to have a horse.
No, 252-WCMF, I am sincerely asking if I were to go, and I'm not encouraging anybody to do this, because you're right, everything you're saying about this horse, you want the horse to be in a good condition.
Right.
But, like, how much investigation does Lollipop Farm do into whether or not I can handle this animal?
I hope they send somebody out to your house to look around.
Check it out.
Because you can't just have a horse in a residential neighborhood in your backyard.
Well, no, there are some places
yes.
that have horses in residential neighborhoods.
But I'm guessing most homes don't qualify.
So, how do you know? Have we looked into horse law? You a horse law expert? No, you're not. Now, I'm getting on Venus and I'm getting out of here.
I don't even know how much and how often you're supposed to feed a horse.
When it's hungry. But you know what they get?
What?
Hungry as a horse.
I think you feed them 3 times a day.
Right, but how much? Like, I know nothing about horses.
Standard feed bucket. You got to load it up with oats. Eat your bucket of oats.
That's with the tack, too, right?
Yeah, you get your tack, you got your oats.
Get your tack in your bucket.
Get your tacky oats.
Your big old double XL electric fence collar.
Yeah, you would have to have a little bit of horse knowledge.
Yeah, obviously. You would look so, I almost cursed.
Right.
Big, big time. If I came home today with a horse and looked at my neighbors, like if you own a piece of a racehorse, people think like you're.
Oh, yeah, you're rich.
High end. I got the whole horse.
Yes.
See all this horse right here?
Mm-hmm.
This is all mine. we're talking about Venus. She was the pet of the week last week on 13 Wham from Lollipop Farm. She's a horse. $300. You can bring Venus home. And we're trying to figure out, like, what do you have to have? What does Lollipop Farm look into to give you a horse? By the way, she's 23 years, 11 months old. Is that old for a horse?
That's an old horse.
How old do horses live?
The only one, my wife used to ride and show.
Ooh. Where were you?
I was reading about horses and where you can have them.
So I knew she used to go feed this one horse over at the university, and that horse was 32 years old.
But that was a horse with a college education.
Yes.
They go longer.
Yes. And that's pretty long for a horse.
Okay, but so 32. That means I could get another 10
but
years.
But I don't, but that's a long.
Nope, you already said 32.
No, that's long.
Already said 32.
So I'm thinking this horse is old. So you may not have that horse much longer for its glue.
For God's sakes, I don't think they still make glue that way.
How do you think they make glue? From horse ass.
252-WCMF. I think John can answer all of our questions.
Wait, this is Johnny Horse?
Yeah, he's on CMF. What up, Horsey Johnny?
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer them all. I've had several friends who've owned horses, and they didn't stable them themselves. They pay a farm to take care of the horse.
Okay.
So you pay a fee, and it sits out there.
Yeah, they pay a fee to have it fed and groomed.
So that's going to cost you, bro.
All right, what are we, John?
Yeah, the $300 is a trick. You're going to be spending thousands of dollars.
It's not a trick. They're offering people that want a horse.
Right, but what he's saying is there's a lot of hidden expense you ain't thinking about.
Well, yeah, but you haven't.
You can't do it for cheap.
But, John, I know how to live on a budget. I got budget horse. Right? Like I,
you ain't even buying a saddle. Where are you going?
Well, I'm just saying. I don't finish a sandwich, right? I just throw it to the horse. There, done. Right? We'll split a Jimmy John sub. I get six inches. You get six.
I was just going to say, just give it Jimmy John. Nobody wants to eat that anyway.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. John, Horsey John got really mean at
So I'm wondering if you have to prove that you have a permit to own a horse, and maybe that takes care of a lot.
You need a horse permit?
Yeah, I just looked in Henrietta specifically. You need to apply for a special permit from the town board. And it's subject to certain conditions, so it sounds like they have to consider the circumstances of each person who applies.
The other thing you got to think about too with a horse, vet bills, especially with an older horse.
Mm. No, I heard horses pretty much take care of themselves.
And you got, unless you want to do it yourself, get yourself a long glove.
I'm not inseminating.
No, but you got to check that prostate out.
It's a female horse.
Oh, then you go like this. You got to check.
Are you doing? You
got to
check.
You don't think you got to check their cooter?
Oh my God!
Check their cooter.
You have to check a horse's cooter.
I missed
a horse cooter doctor. Old Doc Cooter.
I missed that refrain. That refrain in Old McDonald.
You gotta go. Old McDonald had a horse cooter.
By the way, I hear the cooter doctor, the horse cooter doctor, most popular among the horses.
Oh yeah. So you also have to have it shoed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes you get it at that same place. You can go Shoe and Cooter. Old Doc Shoe and Cooter.
Shoe and Cooter, one of my favorite South Carolina morning shows. go ahead. I'm sorry.
That'd be a great name for a country bar.
Shoe and Cooter?
Shoe and Cooter. Come on. You wouldn't want to go to that bar and have a couple of bourbons.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I guess you're supposed to ask the horse before. I'm being serious when I say this. You're supposed to ask the horse before you get near their genital areas.
Yeah, yeah. What do you say?
Well, the last time I watched it, I watched what this happened. Doctor said, hey, can I check your cooter? You know what the horse said?
What did I say?
Nay. But they didn't have to. You know why?
We were
riding
that cooter way so good.
They didn't have to check. You know why?
Why?
She was healthy as a horse.
We're at the top of the cooter wave, and you crashed us.
Yeah. Oh, it was a cooter crash? And we're back, baby! And we're back! We're getting a lot of horse information coming in. Again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about Venus. She is a female horse. She was the pet of the week last week on 13
Pet of the week. It makes it sound like it's penthouse.
It is. What is wrong with you?
Pet of the week.
You're the one playing with the horse's cooter.
Well, you would probably see that in penthouse.
No, yeah. Why? No, they can't spread their legs like that.
It's a three. It's a three-page foldout.
It's a four-foot cooter. We're trying to figure out through Lollipop Farm, what do I have to show them that I am good to go?
You're qualified.
Yeah, for a horse, right? So Jason writes,
what's he say?
If you're a renter and you don't own your home, they won't let you adopt cats or dogs without talking to your landlord. So, okay, that kind of gives me the impression here. Andrew writes us on Twitter, you need a lot for horses. My aunt and uncle had a farm for years. They would have their own horses and their neighbors. It is a lot. They need to be cared for properly. They also had hounds and did fox hunts, went to horse competitions, etc. Yeah,
British.
But he said that type of rich. But that's what I'm saying, man. I just want the horse. I want horse status.
Okay, that's all you want.
Yeah,
it's not a car,
bro.
So you had to make. So at night, you also have to do stuff with horses at night.
Like, okay, if it involves a cooter, I want nothing to do with it.
Well, no, you had to be on night cooter watch.
No. Sorry,
no, go ahead.
Stepped
You're
on
fine.
Your song.
No, I was gonna, he was going to yell at me again. Go ahead.
Have you ridden horses before?
So I think I've told the story on the air.
Yeah.
I'm horrified of horses.
Yeah, you almost died on one.
Yeah, I'm also.
I rode them.
I'm also allergic to horses. My wife insisted we go on a horseback riding romantic thing, so we went to this place here in Rochester. It was going to take us along the trails. I get on the horse. I'm petrified. My wife is in front of me. The horse didn't like my wife and tried to buck her off.
Mm.
But the teenage kid who was leading our horse, he's the only one with us, goes, I don't know how to get him to back up, so we have to continue this 45-minute ride
Stay
on this
on trail.
Horse. Yes,
yeah.
So the horse was flipping out the whole time.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to watch my wife die. But Venus seems different.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's got a look to her. She is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm scared of her. But maybe that's how I overcome my horse fear.
All right. You pet her?
Yeah.
And you had to brush her at night?
Nay, girl. Nay. Like a bond.
Nay. They say nay. You don't say nay to them.
I think you nay back, don't
no.
you?
No. You just use English.
Ooh.
Nope. Or whatever natural vocabulary you have.
Natural vocabulary?
Yeah, I mean, you just speak regular to them.
Okay, let's take a break.